Today we're going to talk about the second bracha of the Berachas HaShachar, which is the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Blessed are you Hashem, our God, the King of the world, Shaloi Osani Goy, that you have not made me a Gentile. The two brachas that follow this is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shaloi Osani Oved. We bless Hashem, He has not made me a slave. And Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shaloi Osani Isha. Blessed are you Hashem, our God, the King of the world. You have not made me a woman. And women say the bracha Shosani Kirtona. So, the obvious question here that the poskim ask is, why do we make these brachas in a ba'ofen shlili? Why do we make these brachas in the negative? Why not in the positive? Why don't we say a bracha instead of shalei osani goy? Why don't we say a bracha she'osani Yisrael? We should bless Hashem that you have made me a Jew. Why do we make a bracha that you have not made me a Gentile? And why do we make the bracha shalei osani oved? We should make a bracha shalosani ben chayrin, you have made me a free man. And we should say shalosani ish instead of shalei osani isha. Why do we make the bracha, these brachas, in a negative fashion instead of a positive one? So it happens to be that in the Gemara Menachos, when the Gemara brings down these brachas that we're supposed to make, the Gemara says to make a bracha, Shosani Yisrael. That's what it says in the Gemara. We should make a bracha every day. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shosani Yisrael. You have made me a Jew. Says the Chechanover, it's Tzloisad Avram, that the reason why it is written so in the Gemara is because the censor changed it. Of course, the bracha is Shalei Osani Goy. That is the bracha. Not Shosani Yisrael. The reason why the Gemara says that the bracha should be Shosani Yisrael is due to the censorship of the censor.
Is that the only bracha in the Gemara that's different?
Yes. Shalei Osani Yavad, Shalei Osani Isha is in the Gemara. The only one that's different is Shosani Yisrael. That's his point. It is the censor that did that. So why indeed is the bracha Shalei Osani Goy, not Shosani Yisrael? So the Taz, there's a famous teretz from the Taz, in Simin Mem Vav, the Taz says, because the Gemara says that Noach Loi La Adam Shaloi Nivra Mishin Nivra. Right, there's a Gemara, there's a Machlekes, Bishamay and Bishil, whether it is better for a person that he is created, or is a person better off, had a person been better off not being created. And there's a Machlekes between Bishamay and Bishil, and the Gemara says Nimna V'Gamru, that they voted, and they concluded, Noach Loi La'adam Shaloi Nivra, it is better for a person had he not been created. Therefore, says the Taz, we cannot make a bracha shalosani Yisrael. We're not thanking Hashem that He had created me a Jew, because we're not going to thank Hashem for creating us. It would have been better off not being created. Now that you've created us, I thank you, shalei osani goy. I thank you for not making me a goy. For that, I can thank Hashem. I cannot thank Him for creating me, because I would have been a lot better off not being created. Truth is that Tosfos says on that Gemara of Noach Loi La'adam Shaloi Nivra Mishin Nivra, that is better for a person than not being created. Says Tosfos that tzaddikim, it is definitely better for tzaddikim that they are created. It's only those who have not been able to withstand the tests of life, that it is better had they not been created. But the ones who have been able to withstand the tests and the challenges of life, they are definitely better off having been created and overcoming the tests of life. They are a lot further ahead than they were had they not been created. We'll get there. So truly, tzaddikim should be able to make the bracha, Shasani Yisrael. It's just that nobody has the right to assume that title for themselves. So, you know, there's a verse in the Truas Chaim. Truas Chaim is the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So he says, Eli told us, Noach, he says right there. It says in the pasuk, Noach is repetitive. Eli told us Noach is tzaddik. So he says that he brings this gemara of Noach le'adam shle nivra mishenivra. It's better for a person that had not been created, and Tosfos says that it's better for a tzaddik that he is created. So he says so a person that realizes that it's better had he not been created, meaning a person doesn't assume that they're a tzaddik. So a person assumes that Noach Leishalenevra is better than he's not created. Such a person who is humble and realizes that it's better that they're not created, such a person is actually, it is Noach, it is better that they were created. And a person that thinks that it's better that they were created because they think they're a tzaddik, such a person is really Noach Leishalenevra. Such a person is really better than they had not been created. So he says, Eli told us Noach, the product of one Noach is the other Noach. Right? If you think Noach Leishalenevra, then it's Noach Leishalenevra. If you think it's Noach Leishalenevra, then it's better than it's Noach Leishalenevra. What are you talking about? Which Gemara? Noach
Le'adam?
Yeah.
No. So I'm trying to say, when you say she actually lost Sani Goy, that's because she didn't make him Israel, or she lost Sani Israel, it still made a human being.
We can't make a bracha Shasani. We can't not make such a bracha. Because we're better at not being created. That's what the Talmud is saying.
So why do you make the bracha at all?
But once you've made me, I thank you for not making me a Goy.
And the Goy should say?
What?
Why should a Goy say nothing?
Nothing. Shasani Ketzoyne. So, truly a tzaddik would be able to say Shasani. According to the Taz, a tzaddik would be able to say Shasani Yisrael. However, as soon as he makes Shasani Yisrael, he's no longer allowed to make it. Because once he's Noichlai, once he assumes that it's better that he'd been created, it would have been better had it not been created. The Mefarshim will ask that when you say, how can the Taz say that we cannot make a positive bracha? Sha'osani Yisrael, you have made me a Yisrael, because it's better off had we not been created altogether, so we don't want to thank Hashem for creating us. We say every morning the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Yotzar Es HaAdam. Right, we say it numerous times a day. Blessed are you, Hashem, who fashioned man. And by Chasana we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Yoytzer Adam, Asher Yoytzer Adam Tzalmoy. So many different times we make the bracha. We thank Hashem for fashioning man. And I believe that the answer is, we've spoken numerous times about that a person is made up of nefesh, ruach, neshama, are made up of different three levels of neshama and the guf. And each one of these comes from a different world. There are four worlds. There is Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Right? Four worlds. Atzilus being the highest, Asiya being this world, this physical world. The neshama, which is Chelek Elikam Imal, that comes from Atzilus. The Ruach, which is the Seichel, the Nefesh HaSichli, which is called the intellectual soul, that comes from Bria. Then comes the Nefesh, which is the animalistic soul, that comes from Yetzirah. Then comes the Guf. The Guf comes from Asiya. The reason why it's Noich Loi La'adam Shalai Nivra, the reason why it's better for a person had he not been created, that is because we're prone to sin due to the fact that we have a physical body and our physical body is inclined to sin. If not for the physical body, it would have been great to be created, right? Because then we're not inclined to sin. So Yetzirah, which is the world above Bria, which is the world above Asiya, in that world, it's gewaltig to be created. It's just in the world of Asiya that it's not good to be created, because in the world of Asiya, that's a physical world, a world of sin. So we can't say a bracha she'osani Yisroel. I can't say a bracha that you have made me an Asiya of a Yisroel, because in Asiya it's better not to be here altogether. But Asher Yotzar, which is Yetzirah, which is in the world of Yetzirah, that you have made a Yetzirah of man, that you can make a bracha. Because in the world of Yetzirah, there is no sin. We're not prone to sin in the world of Yetzirah. Is there it's a noich lo adam shenivra there? It's better that a person be created. So, asher yotzer as adam chachma, yotzer adam, asher yotzer as adam talmai, those are all in the world of Yetzirah. There is not a problem to be created. There we can thank Hashem for being created. It's just she'asani Yisrael, that we can't say. That you have made me a Yisrael in the world of Asiya, that's a bracha we cannot say. The Bach says a different teretz. Why we say Shalo Yasani Goy in the negative instead of saying in the positive Shalosani Yisrael. And he says that if a person would make a bracha, she'osani Yisroel, well, that you have made me a Yisroel, that includes, number one, that I'm a Jew, right? It includes that I'm not an Eved Kenani, right? Because I'm Yisroel. And that since I'm saying Yisroel, I'm not saying Yisraelis, right? It includes that I'm a man. If I would say a bracha sha'asani Yisroel, I can no longer make a bracha shelo yasani Ovid. I can no longer make a bracha shelo yasani Isha. I can't even make a bracha sha'asani ben chayrin or sha'asani Ish, because I've already, that's all included, sha'asani Yisroel. And since, says the Bach, since I want to praise Hashem with as many brachas as I can, therefore, Chazal instituted to divide the brachas, shelo yasani Goy. Then I can say Shalei Sani Ovid. Then I can say Shalei Sani Isha. That way I can say more brachas. If I would say Shalei Yisroel, I would no longer be able to make any of the other brachas.
I
want to
make more brachas.
What?
I want to say more.
Such as?
Shalei Kelev, whatever, I don't know.
Okay, they ask, why don't we make a bracha Shalei Sani Behem? That goes together with the other one. Right there. Oh, Gevaldik asks the Taz on the Bach, what kind of teretz is that? We have a klal, you're not allowed to make a bracha that is not unnecessary. So instead of making a bracha, shalo yasani goy, which necessitates another two brachas, shalo yasani yovel, shalo yasani isha, make one bracha shasani Yisrael, and you won't have to make any more brachas. How is one allowed to make three brachas when you can include that all in one bracha?
First, then a Dhamma, and then a Shabbos, so you can make all three. You do that order.
Right, because really the Shehakal doesn't exempt the others,
right.
Only b'di'evit. It's not al chatchila to do so. So the Taz answers the beautiful teretz. The Taz answers that I'm going to make a bracha she'asani Yisrael. That would indicate that it's only good to be a Jew. It happens to be that it's necessary for goyim to be in the world. If I would say a bracha she'asani ben chayrin, then that would indicate that only free people is a good thing. The world needs avodah. If I would make a bracha she'asani ish, that would indicate that it's only good to be a male. The world needs females. By saying a bracha she'loi asa, and you have to put the emphasis on the ni. She'loi asa ni goy. I'm thanking Hashem that you have not made me the goy, but it's necessary for others. But included in that is, I thank you, Hashem, for creating goyim. I'm just thanking you for not making me one of them. Right? Baruch Ata Hashem, Shelo Yosan, Ni Oved. I'm thanking you, Hashem, made me the Oved. But that includes a gratitude that Hashem has created Avodim. I'm thanking you, Hashem, Shelo Yosan, Ni Isha. But included in that is a bracha that Hashem has created Nashim. So, included in our brachas is now a new bracha. We're thanking Hashem for goyim, for avodah, and for nashim. That's what we're thanking Hashem for. So we can answer another teretz based on this week's haftarah. Actually, we won't even be saying this week's haftarah this week because it's Tarav Rosh Chodesh. I think, right? Sunday is the first. But in the Haftarah, Parsha told us it begins, Masa Devar Hashem al Yisrael b'yad Malachi. A prophetic burden of the word of Hashem through Malachi. Ahavti Yaschem Amar Hashem. I loved you, says Hashem. Va'amartem, and you said, Bame'a avtoni, how have you loved us? Haloi och Esav le'yakev ne'um Hashem, va'oyev es Yaakov. Ves Esav son Esi. Was not Esav a brother to Yaakov? The words of Hashem, yet I loved Yaakov, but I hated Esav. Now, Masa Devar Hashem is a prophetic burden. It means it's not a good prophecy. This seems gevaldic. Hashem says, Ahavti Yaschem Amar Hashem. I love you, says Hashem. And we ask, why do you love us? And Hashem answers, Halayach Esav LeYaakov. Esav is a brother to Yaakov, and I love Yaakov, and I hate Esav. What's so burdensome about such a prophecy? So the Kedushas Tzion brings from, I think, Rabbi Yaakov Oderberger or something like that, that the beauty of Klal Yisrael is when Klal Yisrael is on such a level that we don't need to be compared to the non-Jews in order to bring out how good we are. Klal Yisrael should be on a level that you don't have to compare them to anybody. They should just be on a tremendous level. If we have to come on to the fact that we're better than the Goyim, that's bad news. If we have to come on to that comparison, it's already not good. So he says, that's the prophetic burden here. Hashem says, I love you. And we ask Hashem, why do you love us? And Hashem says, because Esav and Yaakov are brothers. And when I need to compare the two, Yaakov is better than Esav. That's bad news. We need to be on a level that we can be praised just because we're a special people. In order to make a bracha, she'osani Yisrael, one needs to be on a level that as a yid, they're on a pedestal. You have made me a yid. Not everybody can make such a bracha. Shelo yosani goy, everybody can make. I'm better than the goy, and I bless you, Hashem, for not making me a goy, that every yid can make. So that's a bracha that works across the board. Of course, a tzaddikim can make a bracha shelosani Yisrael. But a bracha that is equal for everyone is Shelo yosani goy. Bless you, Hashem, for not making me a goy. Better than a goy I am. No matter how low I am as a yid, I'm better than a goy. It's very interesting. If you look at the Parshas Eked, Pasuk begins, if it will be if you will listen to these laws, and you'll observe them and perform them. Hashem will observe the covenant and the kindness that he promised to your forefathers. He'll love you. He'll bless you. He'll multiply you. He'll bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, the gonk of your grain and your wine and your oil. Next pasuk is, Baruch Tiyam Kalam, you will be blessed more than all the nations. There will not be a akar and akara. There will not be an infertile male or infertile female among you or among your animals. Hashem will take away from you all sickness. Now, something just happened here. In the psukim at the beginning, it said, I'll multiply you, I'll bless you, I'll love you. And then all of a sudden it changes. And all that, now it's just, you know, there won't be infertile ones. Hashem just said he's going to multiply us. There just won't be an akar and akara. That's not saying enough. Here, just two psukim ago, why does it need to be said at all? Two psukim ago, Hashem said he's going to multiply us. And then it says Hashem's going to bless us. And then all of a sudden it says Hashem's going to take away sickness. Take away sickness? You're talking about blessing us. What happened was, in the beginning it says, if you will listen to the mitzvahs, observe them, perform them, then you will get an abundance. But Baruch Tia Mekalo Amen, if you're only going to be blessed because you're more blessed than all the other nations, that's not such a great level. Then, okay, well, you won't be infertile. You're not going to get the blessing that I told you you'll have above. That's for being special. But if you're just better than the nations, then okay, I'll take away sickness. You won't be infertile. That's for just being better than the goyim. We need to be on a level of. We need to be special people. We don't have to come on to be compared to the nations of the world. However, shaloyasani goy, is something we can definitely be comfortable saying. Now the Ramah says, that this bracha, Shalayas Anigoy, blessing Hashem for not making me a goy, should not be recited by a ger. Because a ger was created a goy. How can they say Shalayas Anigoy? That's what the Ramah says. However, the Poiskim disagree with the Ramah. Many Poiskim disagree with the Ramah. And they hold that a ger can make the bracha shalayas anigoy. And the reason they give is because according to the Mekubalim, the reason why we make the bracha every morning, right? It seems that a bracha shalayas anigoy should be made once in a lifetime. Right? Blessed are you, Hashem. You have not made me a goy. That's it. Finished. Why do we make the same bracha every morning? So the Mekubalim explain, the reason is because our neshama ascends. I think I spoke about this in an earlier shiur. Our neshama ascends every morning, every evening. And it could be the chitzoinim, the klippas, the no good guys, they have the ability to grab our neshama away, chas v'shalom, and replace it with the neshama of a goy. So every morning we need to make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shalayas Anigoy. We got our Yiddish and Neshama back. So if that's the case, a ger can make the same bracha. It has nothing to do with how they were created. It has to do with this morning. This morning, they were created a Yid.
No.
Another, the Bnei Sasra says, that a ger can make a bracha shalayas anigoy, because a ger was created with a yiddish and neshama, and that's why they're a ger. So indeed, he was created, he or she was created with the yiddish and neshama, so they can indeed make a bracha shalayas anigoy. The Taz says that we know that there's a rule, gerish and his gayer, that when a ger becomes a convert, kikotan shenoyla dami. It's as if he was born again. So he can make a bracha, shalayas anigoy. In this new birth, he was not created a goy. That person becomes a ger.
Right.
It's not a suffix. We paskin that a ger is a, we paskin that a ger is allowed to make the bracha. What? So it's not a, we paskin that you're allowed. When there's a suffix psak, then we don't paskin. Then it's a suffix brachas. Now, there's a difficulty in the poiskim. How can we make a bracha shalayas anigoy? How can we make a bracha that Hashem has not created me a goy? It says in the pasuk, "Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz." Right? We are a goy.
Shnei goyim.
Oh, this week's parasha. Shnei goyim bivitnech. Two nations is in your womb. Yaakov is a goy. Yeah. Oh, we're going to get there. So how can we make a bracha shalayas anigoy? Mikam chisrael goy yachad baretz. Vatam tiyuli mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. We're a holy goy. So how can we say Shalai Sani Goy? Huh? Yeah. Or Kodesh. So, Emes is, if you look at the old Sidurim, some other Sidurim, you'll find different, there are different Neschois. There's a, in some Sidurim it says, Shaloy Asani Nochri. That you have not created me a Nochri. A Nochri means a stranger. In Shulchan Aruch Rav, it says to make the bracha, Shaloy Asani Nochri. In a Sidur it says, Shaloy Asani Goy. But in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it says to make a bracha, Shaloy Asani Nochri. There are Sidurim that it says to make a bracha, Shaloy Asani Akum. Akum is a acronym for Ovid Kechavim Mazalis, one who serves, one who worships the stars and the constellations. Okay. There the in the Girth and the Tourish Loyasani Ovid Gilulim. Right, you have not made me a idol worshipper. The Tzlois of Avraham, the Chachanova says, each and every one of those Gersois was created by the censor. The only true Nusach is Shaloi Yosani Goy. All other Nusachos is, was the censor changed it from Goy to one of those other Nusachos. And I'm just telling you what he says. Shasani Yisrael is also changed by the censor.
So
the Gemara was changed to Shani Yisrael. That censor liked that.
Oh, so
yeah.
Another changed.
And he says the Shulchan, he brings the Shulchan Rav. He says, I have proof. He changed his Shulchan Sani Nochi because in the Siddur the Rav writes Shulchan Sani Goy. The censor didn't get the Siddur. He only got to the Shulchan Aruch. And he goes through each and every one of those nuschois, and he explains why it cannot be a good gersa. It cannot be a good nusach. And I, Shaloi Asani Goy, Chari doesn't make sense either, because we are a goy. We're a goy kodesh. We're a mikam chisrael goy echad baaretz. He says, the Chachanover says, as he explained above, in by the bracha of Ashigat Shonab Mitzvahs Mitzvah Na'al Tilas Yadayim, where we asked, Netila doesn't mean washing. So he explained there that Chazal instituted the brachas according to Lashon B'nai Adam. Chazal instituted the brachas according to the way people talk. We call a goy a goy. And that's why we make a bracha, Shalei Sani Goy. Because that's the way we relate to non-Jews, as goyim. Others say that Klal Yisrael is only called a goy as a nation. We as a nation are a goy. We're a goy kodesh, a goy echad baaretz. No single Jew is called a goy. Whereas the non-Jews, each and every one of them, we refer to as a goy. So that's why this is a personal bracha. We're not talking about Klal Yisrael. We're talking about each and every person that needs to make a bracha. Shaloi Asani Goy. You have not made me a goy. That means you have not made me a non-Jew. Nochri, says the Chachanover, means a stranger. What do you mean you have not made? What happens if you happen to be a guest somewhere? How can you make the bracha? Shaloi Asani Nochri. You are a stranger. Or... Right, when a person is not with his family, he's called a stranger. So the Shaloi Asani Nochri, he says, is not the right girsa, is not the right nusach. There's a tshuva zecher yohisa from an early Achran. He is so upset at the nusach of Shaloi Asani Goy that he says that whoever refrains from saying Shaloi Asani Goy, Yizborach beberchas ha'avas Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov shenikru goy. Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, each and every one of them is called a goy. So he says, whoever refrains from making the bracha shlo yisani goy should be blessed with the bracha of the avos Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov because they were all goyim. They were all called goy. Nevertheless, all the poskim disagree, and again, they prove that any other nusach comes from the censor. The Rav Shlomo Kluger concludes that Hamashana Maloim Argoy Osid Litin Azadin. Somebody who differs and does not say Shleis Anigoy will be accountable for it on the Day of Judgment. Now, what about the Gir Nusa? How about saying Shalo Yasani Oral? Oral. A goy is an oral. Okay, why don't we make a bracha Shalo Yasani Oral? Well, first of all, that would make it, what? Oh, the answer is because everybody's created an oral. How can you make a bracha Shalo Yasani Oral? Hashem did create it as oral. We made it, we circumcised ourselves. So that doesn't work. One of the Talmidim of the Chafetz Chaim testifies that he overheard the Chafetz Chaim saying the brachas in the morning, and he heard the Chafetz Chaim saying Baruch Ata Hashem the Kadosh Baruch Hu Olam Shaloi Asani Oyved Kechavim Mazalas. The Chafetz Chaim said the bracha. You have not made me a worshipper of the stars and the constellations. Now, wow, we got late. Chafetz Chaim is told about the Chafetz Chaim. I don't know how this works with the other Chafetz Chaim. But it is told, it's related about the Chafetz Chaim, that one of his Talmidim saw him after the first bracha, Ashenas Nasach Vivina, he saw him pacing the floor back and forth, and then he said, the bracha Shalo Yisani Goy. So he asked the Chafetz Chaim why what was the interruption between before the bracha Shalo Yisani Goy. So the Chafetz Chaim answered that before I make a bracha Shalo Yisani Goy, I have to make sure that there is no goy in me. It's a very, very deep part. I have to make sure that there is no goy in me. And I believe that the depth of this vart is there is no such thing that a yid is similar to a goy in any way. Even the things that we do similar to them, even the things that we eat, we drink, we sleep, we work, we don't do it the way a guy does it. We do it in a refined manner. We do it with an intention to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo for a lofty purpose. We don't just do it to do it. Everything a yid does is different than the way a guy does it. And we need to reflect before we do something, before we do anything. How am I different than the goy? A yid is obligated to be different from the goy every step of their life. And if we can't find the difference between the way we're doing it and the way a goy does it, then we shouldn't be doing it. And when a yid says the bracha, Shalo Yasani Goy, the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us that we need to think before we say that, to make sure that there really is no goy within us. Because if there are things that we're doing that are similar to the goy, then how can we make the bracha Shalei Yisani Goy? There's a lot more to be said about this. Sorry, it's late already. They say that the Baruch Ber Reb Baruch Ber was, no, the story goes that there were elections in America. I don't know which president it was. And Reb Aaron Kotler came into the Beis Medrash in Yeshiva the morning after the elections. And before he started davening, he asked a couple of Bokhrim who was elected as president. So they told him, whatever, they told him who was elected. But then they asked, why did Yeshiva needs to know before davening? So he said, yeah. Because Reb Baruch Ber said that when a Yid makes a bracha shelo yasani goy, you shouldn't have in mind, you have that, Hashem, I thank you for not making me the goy in the street. I thank you for not making me the most chash of a goy that there is. That's what a Yid has to have in mind. So Reb Aaron said, I wanted to know, before I make the bracha shelo yasani goy, who to have in mind. Hashem didn't make me that guy. Even that guy. I don't even want to be the president of the United States. They say the Madid Shavaduv once came to Shul in the morning and he said the brachas, he skipped Shalai Yisani Goy. So they asked him, what happened to the brachas Shalai Yisani Goy? He said, I walked out in the street in the morning and I saw a guy on his way to work and I thought to myself, what an empty life he has. What an empty life a guy, what a meaningless life a guy has. He said, and I couldn't resist, and I just said the bracha then, Shalai Yisani Goy. So I said the bracha race, I couldn't make it again. Thank you for listening.